I love you very much. And I'm very proud and very happy that you are in my life. Thank you for your presence on the planet. God bless you, and God bless your parents. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for letting me live in you. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your commitment to have relationship work in the world. Thank you for your commitment to family. Thank you for your commitment to community. Thank you for your commitment to humanity. Thank you for your commitment to have a world that is safe for women and children. Thank you for your willingness to let yourself be loved. You empower me and all who love you when you let yourself be loved. You enrich my life and strengthen and heal me when you let yourself be loved. You are the gift. Never in the history of our universe has there been one as unique as you. You are the very best you there will ever be, and you'll always be the second best anyone else. Your job is to be the best you, and that means giving yourself permission to be human. You are a feeling and emotional human being. You live in expectation and disappointment. Remember that a withheld communication in relationship is a function of not trusting that you are loved. When you communicate, you create trusting that you are loved. When you withhold, you will have to justify your withhold. And believe me, you will find evidence to prove that you are right. I don't want you to live being right. I want you to live as an appropriate human being. I want you to learn how to communicate without hurting another human being. And to do that, you must practice and practice and practice until you learn how to communicate appropriately. Learning and making mistakes is a very important part of being human. When you withhold, your life will be full of resentment and anger. You will hurt those who live with you and work with you, and most of all, you will hurt yourself. And when you hurt yourself, you will hurt me, and you will dishonor our relationship. You will dishonor my love for you. I never judge you, so why should you? I never want you to be different, so why should you? I never want you to change, so why should you? I just want you to grow up and listen and live that you are loved. I want you to be able to recreate my relationship with you. I want you to see and be in the world with your eyes and my heart. You and I are not in the world to frighten human beings. They're scared enough already. You and I are here to have compassion for each other and love each other. When you raise your voice and speak in anger, you frighten the people around you. Tell them you are sorry that they were hurt or frightened and apologize. And if you find yourself in the presence of people, young or old, who are hurt or frightened, tell them you are sorry and apologize. As you awaken compassion for others, you will awaken compassion for yourself. And when you have compassion for yourself, you will be able to forgive yourself. And when you will forgive yourself, you will be able to trust that I love you, and you and I will be partners. Being partners is the highest level of relationship. It is the grace of living that you are loved, and you will no longer be alone. Thank you for being my partner. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for letting me live in you. I love you very, very much.